For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
I'm sorry, Ms. Smith, you're going to owe a little bit of money to the federal government because...
Usually, preparing tax returns is no fun. And while this consultation couldn't be described as fun, it has a big redeeming quality. It's free. On a recent Saturday, tax returns for low-income and elderly South Carolinians are being done at no charge by University of South Carolina law school students. Reed Swearingen, who is studying tax law, explained.
Every Wednesday and Saturday for about the 6 weeks prior to April, we have an open house where people can come in and have their taxes prepared for no cost. And so we get regular people who come in every year who just come in and have their taxes prepared, and that's what we do.
The service is part of the law school's pro bono program, under which students volunteer their services in a variety of ways. Program Director Pam Robinson listed some of the areas students help in.
Obviously, lots of research. It may be the South Carolina Bar, Appleseed Legal Justice Center. It may be individual attorneys. We have a program we call Carolina Clerks, which is pro bono clerks for pro bono lawyers. So any lawyer who takes a pro bono case in the state and needs some research or some assistance with drafting, we can match them with a student anywhere in the state.
In addition to research and tax preparation, some students also help people with wills, Robinson said.
Once a month we do a wills project where we work with attorneys and we actually go in the Midlands and we sit down and the student is sitting there with the lawyer typing the will. And we prepare about 25 to 30 wills every Friday.
The pro bono program teaches students that it's important to give back to their communities, and the students learn important lessons working with less fortunate citizens. Robin Wilder found she could learn the law and help people at the same time.
So you learn lawyering skills when you're working side by side, different lawyers. You learn working skills when you're working with clients. We have a program that we also assist where we do help with the homeless clinic. So you're there taking information from some of the lesser advantaged citizens within Columbia. It gets you connected, but it also keeps you humble.
Robinson was touched by witnessing one such encounter.
And I watched two of my students, and I realized that the clients that were sitting across from them were either deaf or very hard of hearing. And I watched these two students, didn't raise their voices. They lowered their voice. They started to speak slowly, and one of them reached in to her bag, and she got a little notebook out, and she started writing notes and turned them around. And then the other one started doing, and they just handled it beautifully. They knew exactly what to do. And I thought, I didn't train them. Their mamas just raised them right, you know.
So your standard deduction for your filing status is $6,300.
Both Swearingen and Wilder envision doing pro bono work in their future law practices.
I tend to go into tax practice, but I think I will continue to come and volunteer with the VITA program, the volunteer tax program. It's kind of made me realize that I need to do something ongoing, not just end it at law school.
I believe doing this now, it keeps you humble and grounded and definitely keeps you focused. And from my perspective, I think it could help us all become well-rounded attorneys in the future.
Robinson said making a difference through pro bono helps the students feel good about themselves and the profession they are training for. This report also can be heard at SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.